Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As we usually do, we're going to look ahead to the readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as we begin, earlier this week, I spoke about the need to be able to forgive, and we need help in that. And I want to recommend a little booklet that I put out entitled Captured by Mercy. Captured by Mercy, that you can simply go online to renewalministries.net and you can order a copy of that little booklet, Captured by Mercy. And then I also did a booklet on the mercy of God and the joy repentance brings. This is the most recent pamphlet that I've written, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I actually would urge you to have both those booklets because both of those describe the ways in which we can put ourselves in a position where we don't really receive all the mercy that God wants to give us, and then we can't be channels of that grace to others. So the mercy of God and the joy repentance brings deals with the need to ask for forgiveness for our sin, the need to repent for our sin, to be honest about it, then the mercy is incredibly good. So we need to acknowledge our sin, and that you're going to find that in the, especially in the first reading today, for this Sunday, and it's very, very important. You can't just say, "Oh well, God's merciful; it doesn't matter." God is merciful, but we need to take a look at our sin and acknowledge it and repent for it, because then the grace comes to us to change. The other booklet, Captured by Mercy, deals with the issue of the need to forgive. And it's a hard one, I know that. But I've written some steps in there that can show you how to think about this area of unforgiveness, because it keeps you back from giving mercy to others, and it holds you back from receiving the mercy that God wants to give you. So both the need to repent for our own sin and the need to forgive those who have hurt us. Those two aspects are very, very important in this year of mercy. And if you go on our website, renewalministries.net, go to the bookstore, the pamphlets or booklets are right there, and you can order. One is called Captured by Mercy. That's the one on the issue of forgiveness. And the other one is called The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. You want to have both of those. You want to reflect on them, think about them. There are more booklets, more material on the mercy of God in this year of mercy that it really would behoove you to take a look at what is available. But I recommend my own two books at booklets at this point, because I think they would be very helpful in dealing with the scriptures that we're actually talking about right now. The need to forgive is a big one if you want to know the mercy of God. And the need to repent is the other, for whatever the sin is, if you want to know the mercy of God. And believe me, it's mercy that, well, it's God's mercy. So it's incredible. And it really touches every part of you. You want it. You want to take whatever steps you need to be able to receive it. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the second book of Samuel, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10, and then verse 13. Now, look at what I was just talking about in light of this reading. Nathan said to David, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king of Israel. I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your Lord's house and your Lord's wives for your own. I gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if this were not enough, I could count for you still more. Why have you spurned the Lord and done evil in his sight?" All of David's sins are now coming home to roost, so to speak. "You have cut down Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You took his wife as your own. And him you killed with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and you have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife." So he's committed all kinds of sin. There's adultery, There's murder, there's deception, there's infidelity. All of that he has done. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan answered David, the Lord on his part has forgiven your sin. You shall not die. There is no sin that God will not forgive if we come to him with a sincere heart in the sacrament of reconciliation, acknowledge our sin, and repent. There is no end to God's mercy when we take those steps. Please make sure you are, because there is so much grace. That is God sharing his life with us. That's what grace is. There's so much grace for you when we acknowledge our sin and repent. Please do. Swallow your pride and just do it. You'll be set free. Psalm 32, Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. Blessed is the one whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. I acknowledge my sin to you. My guilt I covered not. I said, confess my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. You are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom you will ring me round. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just. Exalt all you upright of heart. We experience a joy of heart when we honestly repent, when we face our guilt, when we face our sin. Doesn't have to shackle you forever. You don't have to push your sin to the back of your mind and live feeling guilty. You can be set free. And what God gives in return for our willingness to admit our sin is infinitely greater than the price we pay. So please, face yourself, face your sin, repent, and know the mercy of God. Second reading is Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 2, verse 16, and then verses 19 to 21. Brothers and sisters, we who know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. In other words, you can't just do external works and go ahead and think how you want and your motives be all mixed up or totally wrong. No, we've got to be honest with ourselves. We need to face our sin. So living in sin and then doing externally all kinds of good works is not going to benefit us. It's what's going on in our heart that needs to be repaired first. We who know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. For through the law, I died to the law, that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, yet I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. Insofar as I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and given himself up for me. So I'm not just about putting on an external pious show. That's not what I'm doing. External pious show merits me nothing. What's going on in my heart is where the judgment is delivered. Am I doing the right things for the right reasons? Or am I doing right things for wrong reasons? Please be honest with yourself. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing. The law is there to keep me on the path. The commandments for us are there to keep me on the right path. But they're not the heart of it. The heart is that I have given my life to Christ, that I admit when I fail. It's a relationship. It's a relationship that's at the heart of the matter, not a checklist. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to the third verse of chapter 8, so beginning with chapter 7, 36. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is. She's a prostitute who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Now notice this. It says that the Pharisee said this to himself. Now notice, Jesus said to him in reply, Jesus knows our thoughts. He knew this Pharisee's thoughts. "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. He has no idea that Jesus knows his thoughts. Two people were in debt to a certain creditor and owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more? And Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, larger debt was forgiven." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." And then he turned to the woman and he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet. She has bathed them with tears and wiped them with her hair." It's hospitality. "You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. She did good things for me. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven because she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." The one to whom little is forgiven. In other words, this Pharisee has not repented of his sin. He's just focusing everything on external obedience to the law. And Jesus does not approve of that. He said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." In other words, he knew her repentance. She cried. She saw her sin in the light of his beauty, his goodness, his truth. She saw her sin and she repented by serving him. The Pharisee sat there in judgment. Afterward, he journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Shusa, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their recesses. Brothers and sisters, let's obey the Lord. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.